Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions about the state and national issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief.
Sure, go ahead.
Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
You are, okay. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely will vote?
Definitely.
Or make
Definitely.
definitely. Thank
Definitely.
you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, can you please tell me if you would like, if you recognize that person, if you have, would you like to, whatever, you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual? Here's the first one. Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable,
Very
or very,
favorable.
very favorable.
Very
Thank you, ma'am.
favorable.
And now, Robin Ficker.
I
Very
don't know who
favorable.
that is. I don't
You
know
have
who
no idea.
that
Okay.
is.
Chris Chafee.
I don't
Chris
know who that
Chafee.
is.
Okay. And Larry Hogan. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Moving right along. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Hogan.
Hogan, okay. Now, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Huh?
You strongly support the
Somewhat, somewhat.
somewhat support,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
I
Strongly,
do, yes. Strongly,
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 okay.
yeah.
Thank you. Hey, now, when you are deciding who to vote for, or how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. The issue of job creation and economic development. How important is that issue for you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all.
Somewhat,
Okay.
somewhat.
How about the issue of energy independence from this country?
What is it?
The issue of energy independence for this country. How important is
Very,
that issue?
very,
Very.
very important.
And the economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt? Very.
Very important.
Very. Okay. And securing and protecting our southern border? Very, somewhat.
Very important.
Very. And being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, how important is that issue for you? Very, somewhat. Not too or not at all.
Somewhat.
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 Thank you. Now, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you? Now, Robin
Okay.
Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does that make no difference to you?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Now, Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you, again, much more, somewhat less, or much less likely
Much
to vote?
more.
Okay. And Robin Ficker say he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him.
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me if that information, again, makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. Okay, here's the first one. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Now, does that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for Mr. Hogan?
Much less likely.
Okay. And Larry Hogan has said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, the schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. Does that make you much more, somewhat, so much less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Maybe the other guy, Sickle.
Ficker?
Is that what his name is? That, yeah.
Okay.
Not Hogan. I didn't know Hogan was...
Understood. Okay. And I know you're going to do more researches on the matter, you know? But generally, will you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A very conservative Republican.
A conservative, okay. And would you say that you are conservative or somewhat conservative? You say very conservative, right?
That's
a few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. Now, in which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. And, okay, hold on. My computer. Now, okay, here we go. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the day, okay? This concludes our survey. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.